Recorded live.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy. The Weepy.
Our radio show where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to fight against bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, and today is no different. Today, I am having some Skype issues for apparently. I'm using X-Lite right now, but I'm trying to get... Skype is not letting me call into the show. I don't know what the hell that's about. TalkShoe is just rejecting my PIN for me to be able to call into the show. I'm gonna try to do some finagling. I wouldn't know if it's called finagling, but I'm gonna try to work something out so that way I can get sleepy on, because today we're gonna be talking about the common law court. And other things. We're going to talk about the shooter. We're going to talk about the apocalypse. You know, that never happened. There is no apocalypse that happened. So, I am hoping this fucking works. Because I'm getting tired of this shit. I mean, the thing with Skype is you can't, like... If I could, like, call in with Skype, because it's letting me use the guest call-in thing, and, the guest call-in pin, I mean, and if I was able to mute myself and mute him, so that way he could talk, and I won't hear myself twice or hear him twice, while I doing a three-way, no homo, to fucking TalkShoe, it would be fantabulous. But of course, fucking Skype takes away that fucking option. For what? I don't know why. Why did they take it away? I don't fucking understand it. So, whoever fucking decided to take away that fucking option to Skype is a fucking dickhead. Apparently, I can't install the old version. Benagling. Yeah, I want to talk about Christmas is an NWO bullshit. Thank you, Sleepy, for putting the link in there. I kind of wanted to be able to read it and talk about it before people got a chance to do this. Actually, look, if you want to help the show out and you got, like, Skype credits or something or unlimited Skype or something, if you could add Sleepy and then, I don't know, maybe, you know, three-way him to the show, that would be fantabulous, because he doesn't have a phone to use. Not even a cell phone that has free freaking long distance. All right. Okay, let's try this shit again. Fucking, I hate when Skype is a fucking cunt. Skype is being a filthy fucking cunt right now. And I know this is just making for good radio, me bitching about how Skype is just a cunt. And I'm just going to call it. I'm just going to call it a cunt. We got Patrick Marsface up in here. We got Sleepy. We got two Anons up in here. We got Casism. Casism reigns! So anyways, yeah. God, I'm just fucking... Okay, let me stop bitching. I'm going to try to work on this. But look, I've been getting angrier to the point of violent rebellion when it comes to Christmas. I've never celebrated it because of my upbringing and being a conspiracy theorist later on in life. In my education of what Christmas is, no Christian or truther should celebrate Christmas. Well, before I get to my reasons why... This holiday season, since I am a proud agnostic, instead of wishing people happy holidays or Merry Christmas or happy Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. Let me do this for Casey because you know if this doesn't happen, he will. Hold on. Wait.
Your normal Jew.
There you go, Tim Refat for the normal Jew for Hanukkah. Or any other religious-affiliated holiday greeting, I wish people a happy and healthy bowel movement. In fact, everyone listening, I hope you're taking nice fucking healthy shits. Because if you're not, please see a doctor. If you're not taking, like, if your logs are wanting, if you're, like, shitting like a bird and you're, like, a 300-pound man, yeah, you gotta go see a doctor because, you know, you gotta release the shit. But let me see if anyone's called in. No, no one's called in, and I can't fucking figure it out for the life of me. I might have to suffer through this and just like hear him twice and hear myself twice or something. Try to mute my mic here because I can mute myself on Skype. You can't mute other people, and if I put him on hold, then you won't be able to hear him. But I can't put myself on hold. Which is really stupid. It really is. Fucking hate Skype. I fucking hate Skype. Anyways, a happy and healthy bowel movement for everyone. So God bless. Rump releasing with Louis B. Anyways, okay, first of all, Christmas is nowhere in the Bible. Worshipping Christ's birth is not a commandment. On the contrary, in the Bible, Jesus specifically commanded his disciples to worship his death. To remember his death. I shouldn't say worship. But every fucking Christmas, you see him represented as a baby. I mean, it would be like you died, and every fucking birthday, they forget all the cool shit you did, and just tell stories about the time you shitted in your diapers and spit up on mom when you were 3 months old. Yeah, I bet Jesus just loves that shit. December 25th isn't even Jesus' birthday. Astronomers have calculated that Jesus might have been born on June 17th. Australian stargazer Dave Renke used complex computer software to chart the exact positions of all celestial bodies and map the night sky as it would have appeared over the Holy Land more than 2,000 years ago. I'm not sure how many of you saw the first Zeitgeist. When it talks about the many versions of the Christ story, but more specifically, they talked about the origin of Christmas. Christmas is really a pagan holiday. It was noted by the pre-Christian Romans and other pagans that daylight began to increase after December 22nd when they assumed that the sun god died. These ancients believed that the sun god rose from the dead 3 days later as a newborn and venerable son. Thus, they figured that to be the reason for increasing daylight. This was a cause for much wild excitement and celebration. Yeah, they were fucking each other left and right. Yes, I am live, Sleepy. Sleepy, I'm live. I'm live. I'm live. I'm live. Live, 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 live. And I'm trying to really fix this shit because I got Sleepy Sasa coming on because I want to talk about the common law court. I want to talk about it, and for some reason, it's not working. And it's really fucking upsetting, and there's no way for him to fucking call in. Yeah, I'm fucking whining like a fucking Jew right now, aren't I, Patrick? Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, you douche. Anyways, back to me bitching about Christmas and me this is really going to be me about bitching right now if I can't get fucking Sleepy on. And I would hate to have to hang up on myself to see if I could get this shit to work. Evil waking walking Satanists lose. Yes, thank you. Anyways, a sacred priest of Saturn called Dendrophori carried wreaths of evergreen boughs in procession. In Germany, the evergreen tree was used in worship and celebration of the Yule god. Ooh, yes, another thing that's used, the Yuletide greetings. Yes, Yule. Yeah, yeah. What's that? What the fuck does that have to do with Christianity? Christmas has nothing to do with Christianity, and it fucking pisses me off. And the more I go through this, I'm reading through my notes right now. I'm sorry, but fuck you. Anyways, the evergreen tree was a symbol of the essence of life and was regarded as a phallic symbol. Yeah. Yeah, put a dick inside your house. Yes, that's what the tree is, people. If you got a Christmas tree in your house right now, you just basically put a green dick in your fucking house. Good job. For the kids. Oh, the kids like a green dick in your house. Because that's what the fucking tree symbolizes. What the fuck does that have to do with Christ? Oh, we're going to put an angel on top of the dick. Yeah, we're going to put a fucking stuffed angel getting fucked in the ass by a green dick. Congrats, you Christians. Yeah, that's how you worship Jesus by, you know, butt raping an angel. Good job. And you know what? If I just lost somebody because they hate that, so be it. I don't give a shit anymore. You really shouldn't be. If you're a truther or a real Christian, stay the fuck away from Christmas. It has nothing. And it just really just angers me because, you know, I know I'm jumping ahead of myself, but people just use this one fucking day. Oh, we're going to be cool. We're just going to be cool people on this one goddamn day. Okay, today is the day that we're just going to be cool to people because apparently some pagans want to fucking put green dicks in their house. Yes. Oh, I'm a real Christian. I got fucking a real fucking pine-scented dick in my house. Yes. Yes. Oh, and guess what? The fucking mistletoe, it got white shit on it because they think it's cum. Yes, how's your Christmas working out for you? You got an angel getting butt raped. We got an angel getting butt raped on top of the tree. Plus, you got your friggin' kissing under a cum-stained fucking plant. Yes, how's your Christmas? How's that Christmas working out for you? Yes, and let's not even forget that who really is worshiping these pagan religions, the real way. Yeah, how's about we look at Bohemian Grove? Yes, the festival of fucking, you know, bunch of fucking old men fucking each other because they think they're better than you. That's the spirit of Christmas. That is the real spirit of Christmas. A bunch of fucking rich faggots that screw everyone, that are screwing everyone over that you didn't vote for in Bohemian Grove every year, you know. And of course, I'm going to catch shit for saying faggot, but, you know, come on. I'm using it to describe them and my disdain for evil people. So please, please shut the fuck up. Let me use faggot, okay? Thank you. You know, you just want to... Hold on, let me see if somebody called in. No one called in. Jesus. I can't even... I can't believe I can't get this fucking shit to work. Like, oh, you know, it's really... First of all, fuck TalkShoe. Fuck TalkShoe and fuck Skype. For not letting me fucking work this shit. That's some faggot shit with Louis B. Yeah, that's going to be the... Dude, that's going to be the show. That's going to be the children's show. That's going to be the children's show on fucking PBS. That's some faggot shit with Louis B. Look. Freaking, hey, Timmy. Timmy, how old are you? I'm 5. Look. Cut that faggot shit. That's some fag... You know, that's going to... Anyways. Freaking, that's all Christmas is about. And yet, all these, like, people that are buying shit and fucking... Not really. You're fucking buying each other's love. And you know why they have gifts? Why they buy gifts and all that? Because there were hookers in the temples, and you had to give gifts to the hookers so they could suck your dick in church. The pagans. Oh my God. Basically, you're buying each other's love. So you're treating your friends, family, as fucking prostitutes. Here is a fucking TV, so that way you could love me for the rest of the year. Hmm. Merry Christmas! Yes, happy ho year! Good job, everybody! We're celebrating a fucking hooker pagan holiday. Good job. That's what Christmas is really about. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Instead of fucking working towards peace 365 days a year, we just don't give a fuck until fucking December 25th. In fact, let me be nice. We don't give a fuck until fucking November when we're stuffing our faces with fucking turkey. And don't get me wrong. I love the fuck out of turkey. But you know what? I choose to eat fucking turkey every other, well, not every other day, but other days in the year. And it's cheaper other days of the year. Hell, there's turkey burgers, turkey steaks, turkey. Look, I'm going to do the whole bubblegum trip a bit with fucking turkey. You get what I'm trying to do. God. Long story short, the Roman Catholic Church, as you know it, is an arm of the New World Order. The same with witchcraft, paganism, and Wiccan. The Roman Catholic Church just put different names to the dark shit so they could trick people into worshiping evil and move away from Christ's teachings. And look, I'm not a religious guy, but let's call a spade, you know what I mean? Let's really, like, it would be a dream of mine to rip down this whole fucking belief in Christmas, and next year people just believe, people are just happy with what they, you know, just like, oh goodness, it's December, it's the end of the year, you know what, I just want to chill out and hang out with my peeps. Without the fucking, you know, cum dripping on me with the fucking mistletoe and a fucking green dick in my house. Oh, man. Hey, you know what? If you want to call in, here.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
All right, look, I'm going to try this again. Hopefully it works. I need you people to tell me if you hear me twice. I'm going to call TalkShoe. And I really don't want to hang up on myself with X-Lite because it's working. X-Lite works. But of course the new form of X The new fucking X-Lite that they put out fucking sucks balls and doesn't work with TalkShoe. Because TalkShoe is a bunch of fucking Gestapo fucking cocksmiths, I guess. I don't know. But for me to fucking... Let me see. Okay. See, I use the fucking guest pin. And it fucking works. And, okay, I muted myself. And I'm hearing myself twice. All right, let me see if I can work it this way. Now, how am I? Fuck, alright. Alright. So I gotta fucking hear myself twice. Alright, how about now? Like, I gotta fucking hear myself twice. And I can't lower the fucking... Oh, you gotta be shitting me. Oh, man. Trying... Well, you need Skype credits. You need Skype credits. I just hung up on fucking Skype because it's just gonna be fucked up. Look, I need someone to help me out with this shit. We got Charlie. Charlie's in here twice. Why is he in here twice? Anyways, you know what? For God loved the world so much that he fucking spared you guys on December 21st, 2012. Because, you know what? God needs you to listen to the Crotchot Radio Show every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. So that's why there was no apocalypse yesterday. So yeah, God bless me. For God loved the world so much, he fucking spared you motherfuckers to listen to the Crotchot Radio Show. I actually filmed this guy on December 20th. He was like, "You go hell. You go hell." It's a fucking sign that said, "You go hell." You can see it on my channel on YouTube, Crotchot Radio Show on YouTube. I go, "You first, sir. You know the way. You first." Because I don't know where the hell is. I don't know where the hell is. I don't know where to start looking. Maybe someplace in Missouri. Anyways, or Colorado. I got a feeling it's someplace in Missouri and or Colorado, Chris Geo. Anyways, I just want to fucking blast Chris Geo because he tried to sue me. And I know I spoke about this, but the dumbass can't fucking file shit correctly. So, yeah. He's like, "Oh, you're slandering me. Oh, you're trying to steal my copyright." You know, fuck you, Chris. Honestly, and I've made this challenge to him. If you face me like a man, face to face, hand to hand, face me. "Oh, I don't want to fight you." Yeah, what an ass. What's up? We got Fart Talk on here. What's up, Patrick? I'm going to take a shit in honor of Louis. Ah, thank you. Take plenty of shits. You must take plenty of shits. Make sure it's a healthy shit, Patrick. Happy bowel movement, my friend, on this holiday season. December 25th is healthy shit day. That's it, officially. Officially, healthy shit day. And as I fucking suck down some snot because I'm still fucking cold as hell. I still got a cold. I'm still sick as hell with my hatred of Christmas. Oh, God. Did you click the green? Click. Can someone tell Sleepy to click the green button if he can't fucking hear me on the fucking player? Because it doesn't start automatically. Click the green button. Damn it. Oh, wait. I can't even call him fucking directly because then I still have to fucking call Skype to patch him in because I don't, you know, because X-Lite doesn't have fucking, a phone. If you have a phone, that's the only way you could call me, Sleepy, is if you have a phone. Hipsters versus Christmas. You know what? Fuck the hipsters, honestly, because all it is about fucking, oh, we're just gonna fucking send, we're just gonna fucking, buy shit. Oh, you know, it's just another reason for them, those assholes to get drunk. Oh. Oi. Oi, there has to be a way to call in for free. Cool. I'm gonna start Googling live on the show. There is a way. Get a Talk Shoe account for free. All right, I think we found a way to do this. Use shoe phone. Use shoe phone. Boom! We can use shoe phone. I think I just figured it out. 23980. Oh, yeah, that's my. What do you mean you tried that too? Won't even let me listen, much less anything else. You know what? I might be getting blocked. Or something's wrong with his fucking connection. Tried that too. Okay, the shoe phone isn't. Tried that 2-3 times. Shoe phone? Really? The shoe phone isn't working? Oy. TalkShoe hates him. You know what? TalkShoe. What, you know, and then you got fucking Blog Talk Radio with their fucking lazy ass fucking sound quality that they try to make you pay $600 a month for. We're gonna see, hopefully. Wait, I don't even see him logged into the fucking chat room. You need to be in the chat room. Let me give him the fucking link directly to my show. Golly. Like, to get this shit going, and I'm really starting to sound like a goddamn yenta. Oh my God, I can't believe it's not working. Call Billy. Billy, why is it not working? Oh, God, Lee. And I don't see. You know, to get the Obama phone, you know? The fucking Obama phone. Oh, man. All right. What's going on? If you guys can, please recommend this show. Yes, it's acting shitty, but it's not my fault. It's not my fault 30 minutes into the show, and I really want to talk about the common law court. I used it to go after Luke. I'm going to use it again, and I think other people should use it, but I want to get fucking Sleepy on to discuss what exactly is the common law court, what powers they have, what they can do, how they can resolve issues. And I would, you know, I would love to get them on. And how the hell do you not have a phone, Sleepy? Anyways, we're going to God, I'm fucking coughing because I'm so fucking stressed the fuck out right now. What are we going to do? Oh, God. Let me see. Fuck it. Yeah, let me see. He keeps booting me out, giving me error message. Keeps giving him in a fucking error message. Oh, God. Like, honestly, like fuck you, TalkShoe. Alright, damn it, I don't want to fucking hang up and leave fucking dead air for me to try this shit again. Oh, God, maybe I gotta put up with it. Maybe I just gotta put up with hearing myself twice. Hear myself fucking twice. Like talks you through Skype, I don't know what the fuck. I really just don't know what the fuck is wrong with it. Yeah, I'm on Skype right now. I mean, I'm on Skype right now, and I'm trying to fucking log in. You're now joining the fucking call. Because I can use the fucking guest pin. Okay, isn't it... Download Shoe Phone. Oh, I know how to do it. Alright. Okay. Fuck it. Okay, you download TalkShoe Live. Damn it. Like, honestly, Sleepy. Download TalkShoe Live. Did that work? Page. Oh, and he already did. Okay, there's absolutely no way to get him on. All right, great. There's absolutely no way to get him on. All right, Obama phone! Guys, just, I'm gonna try this again, all right? I'm gonna hang up on X-Lite. There's gonna be some dead air. I'm gonna try this again, all right? All right, that didn't even work because now TalkShoe's not letting me log in now. Yeah, fantastic. All right, let me try one last thing. And if this doesn't work, I mean, I'm just going to have Sleepy on another time. You know, I'm just logging in again. I'm going to try to mute myself through the X lights. If I can mute myself through the X light side. All right, we're going to mute myself. All right, I just muted myself on the TalkShoe side. Okay, I hear myself. I wonder. Okay, how about now? No, I still fucking hear myself. Ah, fucking shit. This is gonna suck. Oh, thank God it's just me talking. Because if I was playing audio, this would suck balls. Alright, let's do this. It's loading, cross your fingers. Hopefully this works.
You know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Honestly, fuck it. I've tried to get this shit to work. It's just today's not a good day for fucking Skype and TalkShoe relations. Fucking Skype is acting like Palestinians and fucking TalkShoe are acting like a bunch of Jews. A bunch of fucking Jews. Yeah. Any other day, it fucking works. Just today, it chooses to be a fucking dickhead about you. At least I got to rant about fucking Christmas. And we're hoping... I'm like... And Sleepy's computer is completely gay. It really is. Fuck Sleepy's computer. Yeah, okay, it's not going to work today. Oh, well, you know what? I can't even do a fucking prank call show. Are you kidding me? First of all, freaking Skype is fucking... You can't fucking mute people. First of all, fuck Skype for its new design. Fuck TalkShoe. Fuck me for not getting it ready to work. Fuck Christmas. Fuck 2012, the December 21st, for it not working. Fuck that guy for shooting up them kids. And fuck those people for trying to outlaw guns. And I would have loved to fucking get more into that with Sleepy. Fuck Luke Rogowski. Fuck Chris Geo. Fuck Missouri. Fuck the whole entire state of Missouri. Bastards. Fuck Colorado, too. God damn it. It was a Christmas miracle that stopped me from talking shit. Well, no, it didn't. You didn't stop me from talking shit about Christmas because I got it working through X-Lite. Well. Fuck it. I'm just going to talk for another 20 minutes and I'm just... We're gonna reschedule Sleepy for next Saturday. Hopefully we get this shit working. Yeah. Yeah, because really, I mean, calling Skype with TalkShoe fucking sucks, honestly. It fucking sucks, you know, canary dick, I guess. I don't know. Green dicks with fucking cum bubbles. Cum bubbles. That's it. Just fucking cum bubbles. I am really fucking pissed off right now. Fuck it. Oh well, it didn't work today. At least I got to talk about what I wanted to talk about. Fuck Christmas. Yeah. Where did you get Skype from?
I got it from a Negro.
I got it from a fucking Negro. That's why it sucks. I just really hate the fact when shit decides, well, we're not going to work today. I fucking try to log in through Skype. It's like, oh, we don't fucking recognize your PIN. It works with something else. It worked with X-Lite. But with Skype, it's just like, we don't understand what the fuck's going on. It really makes no fucking sense. It really makes me think, like, you know what, I would hate to, you know, I'm going to sound fucking nuts, but it's a fucking conspiracy. I think someone's okay, we're going to make sure Skype is not running. We're going to make sure it's not going to work for him. Like, fuck him. Options. Let me see. I'm going to try one other thing. Skype call settings, call forwarding, video settings, call forwarding, call settings, advanced. It really is fucking upsetting, tell you the truth, to not get this shit to work. And I know this is just fantastic radio right now. It's just fucking fantastic. Like I want to fucking entertain you guys. And I love doing this radio show. And I love being able to bitch about real shit. But this isn't real shit. This is some technical shit that these cocksuckers don't want to fix. And you know what, honestly, let me bitch about fucking TalkShoe. Any fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry can make up a fucking complaint. Like, I mean, my show has been blocked many times because someone wants to be a fucking cock. An anonymous fucking bitch wants to fucking, complain. Oh, well, he's doing this on his show. He's doing that on his show. Like, motherfucker, you know, if you want to fucking be a bitch and fuck my shit up, yeah, you can make a fucking complaint to TalkShoe. And they won't even fucking talk to you. You gotta change your shit. You gotta stop doing your shit. Like, we can make a fucking complaint, but the real fucking assholes, nothing happens to them. I'm really tired that we live in a fucking world where a cocksucker can be a fucking cocksucker, fucking send a fucking letter to your grandmother, fucking trying to scare the shit out of her, Chris Geo. Not fucking file the papers right, but try to cause some shit, and you're fucking out of reach. Fucking let your woman do all the fucking work for you on your damn show. On a show that, on fucking subject matter that you can't even stand behind. It's like, oh, well, we talk about fucking all this fucking happy horse shit. Infinite love and all that fucking crap. I'm sorry, that's why I'm so turned off with the fucking hearing about Anunnaki, about fucking infinite love, fucking Midos and all that fucking happy horse shit. I don't give a fuck. I honestly could not give a single fuck. And the fact is like, oh, well, you don't give a fuck because you're not fucking evolved enough. Like, you know, go fuck yourself. Like, why the fuck do I gotta, you know, be a fucking sissy motherfucker to be fucking involved? What if I just don't fucking give a shit? How's about I'm, like, fucking comfortable with who the fuck I am? How's about I get to the point where I'm fucking comfortable and fucking not feel like I have to fucking entertain people to fucking feel like I'm fucking worth shit? And then when shit's not working, I'm, like, fucking beating myself up. And, you're not getting real. Yeah, fuck you! The fuck? And then when I start bitching about how other people have fucking treated me, oh, it's because you have a bad attitude. What? Like I did a fucking show about chicks yesterday. I did a fucking show about chicks, not yesterday, last week. And it's like, oh, well, you got a bad attitude. You hate women. Oh, really? Really? So how's about we do shows about how men are fucking deadbeats and all that shit? And, oh, you hate men. Oh, well, your guy wouldn't have fucking left you with a fucking baby if you weren't such a cunt. But no, you can't fucking say that shit. No. You get fucking carte blanche to fucking be as fucked up as they want to be. But for me to fucking comment on it, oh, you're not evolving. And this is the you wanted a rant, you got a rant. This is me fucking pissed off. This is me honestly fucking pissed off that shit isn't working. And it just fucking opens up a fucking can of hell. I just want to fucking strangle somebody right now. It's like this shit ain't working. I might just end up strangling someone tonight. I might just go on a fucking warpath in my neighborhood, find a fucking herb that wants to pop some shit and fucking do some damage. Cause honestly, it's like the older I get, the less I give a fuck. The less I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck you're taller than me. I don't give a fuck you're stronger than me. You're a cocksucker. Your mother's a cocksucker. Your whole fucking family a bunch of cocksuckers. You're a weak son of a bitch. I dare you to do something. Like, normally I would be like, well, sir, you know. No. Fuck that. Because I live in a world of fucking, when bullshit doesn't work, I live in a world where fucking cocksuckers run around stealing money meant for sick and dying first responders. Because guess what? I read the paper. The fucking first responders are not even getting money from the government. The Zdroga bill, they're like, oh, well, some people don't fucking qualify. And then I read another fucking article where, oh, well, most of the people are not getting sick because most of the first responders that are fucking disabled from working on the goddamn pile. Oh, well, the cancer they have is not from the fucking pile. Oh, so fucking 55,000 people fucking got caught cancer because, you know, fucking Tinkerbell fucking shitted on them. Yeah, we got scientific evidence that the fucking cancer that came from fucking Never Never Land, from people who's fucking working on the piles to fucking save people, oh, it doesn't qualify as the proper cancer to get fucking money. And then you got this cocksucker, oh, we're going to raise money for the first responders. We're going to raise money for the fucking first responders. And Talk True Live doesn't fucking work. We're going to raise money for the first responders. No, we're going to use it for my fucking personal expenses. But I'm a fucking government agent because I'm saying, yo. You're using the money for your fucking self? Money that I fucking busted my ass trying to raise to fucking help other people. And you're going to use it for your goddamn self? Go ahead, Patrick. Try calling in through TalkShoe Live. Anybody fucking call in. I don't give a shit. Honestly, I just don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah, because I just lowered my vibrations. The fuck does that even mean?
You lowered your vibrations. You gotta raise your vibrations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the only vibrations I'm going to be raising is every time I fucking fart in your ear. How's that? Yeah, feel the fucking vibrations from my coming from my ass. Fucking tired of hearing about that dumb shit. That's not real. It's not real.
Oh, we're going to raise the vibrations. We're going to count to fucking... You fucking mitos. Oh, infinite love is the only way.
You know what? How's about a punch to the face to fucking cut the bullshit? Infinite love. Okay. Alright, what the fuck does that even mean?
Like, I think God is this. Oh, I think God is that.
Yeah, where's the fucking proof? Oh, no, I just gotta blindly fucking follow it? Like, come on. I fucking just fucking shrugged off years of fucking mind control on my part. Yeah, it still holds me back a little bit, but it's not like I go around fucking pushing it in people's faces. Let me see if somebody's called in. No one's called in. All right. Of course, I'm going to end up renaming the show Louis fucking Blows Up because shit doesn't work. The fuck technology show. I don't know. Fuck talk show show. I don't know. Oh, no, you can't put fuck in a fucking title because they have a problem with curse words. We have a problem with the way you say things. Oh, well, the way you say it may proves that you're a fucking government major. No, you're not lying, but, you know, we're just a bunch of fucking sissy fucking bitches that fucking can't take the way you're saying it because it's like your words, they hurt. You know, go fuck yourselves. And then you want to send emails to my friends. Oh, well, why do you have them on your show? You know, eat a dick, you sensitive faggot. Oh, God, I don't even see no one if you're calling in. Because I think it's a fucking problem with talk show. Watch next week. It works perfectly. Perfect law, you know. Watch me fucking catch shit for the shit that I said here. It's like, you're not evolving. I know you were talking about me. You know what? You know what? Boom. I just got real. I just fucking unleashed hell. You're not getting real. You're not evolving. Who the fuck? Fuck are you? Honestly, who the fuck are you to be fucking judging me? Fucking go sit on a dick like you fucking ugh. And I know it's gonna get back to them because I don't give a I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck. Hey Davey, how you doing? Hey, Davey. Yeah, I got the same shit. Tells me my PIN is being used by another caller. You know what? I'm gonna fucking make a blog post on how to get this old version of X-Lite because the new fucking version of X-Lite does not fucking... TalkShoe does not fucking recognize it. You know what, and honestly, you know what, I hate to be this guy. I hate to fucking be this guy. But if you want, you know, help me out. You know, I'm looking for a fucking real radio show network that will take me. That will not fucking say, oh, well, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't. Because that's the fucking problem with me right now. Because I got radio shows that will let me do my show on their network. Oh, well, you got to tone it down. You can't be fucking real.
You gotta fucking, you can't be saying fuck shit, because you're gonna offend people. You know what? If you get offended by the shit I say, then you know what? I am not talking to you. You're not part of my goddamn demographic. Honestly, you're not part of my goddamn demographic. You know what? Faggots, move out the fucking way. Honestly. Move out of my goddamn way. You don't like the way I say shit? Fuck yourself. And I say that in a minute. You can't handle it? Fuck yourself. But I don't want to hear your bitching. You don't like it? If I didn't fucking attack you unprovoked, fuck yourself. Oh, I don't like the way you say it. Well, really? And was I wrong? Was I wrong? I don't like the way you say it. Oh, fucking bunch of Puritan motherfuckers. Where the fuck did you Puritan mother? Oh, yeah, but we're going to worship Christmas with a fucking dick in my house. Fucking green dicks with a fucking angel getting fucked in the ass. Oh, yeah, but we're fucking moral. Shit. I'm sorry. If you've had premarital sex, fuck you. You can't tell me shit because you're not moral. You're not moral. If you want to be moral, fucking... You know, and I can't even say be a priest because you're a bunch of fucking boy fuckers. I can't wait for the Catholic Church to be tore down. It is the biggest threat to humanity. It's been a big threat to humanity. Read your fucking history books.
They will fuck you up. Get the cop. What? I don't even know what Davey's trying to talk. I don't even know what Davey's saying. I don't understand what Davey's trying to say.
Hey, you're not evolving. Oh, when are you going to change? Change into what? Some sissy motherfucker that's easily controlled? God, I mean, what's that song go? I mean, the older I get. Oh, no, it's from El Nino. I'm only getting older. Patience getting shorter. What's the fuck that song goes? El Nino. Oh, this time's for real. Is there anything I wanted? Is there anything I needed? Anything at all? Oh, yeah, that song. This time's for real. God, why? That shit just popped in my head. Like, you know, maybe I am mentally fucked up, but who isn't? Honestly, who isn't? I'm not running into fucking school shooting people. I'm not running in places shooting people. So how mentally fucked up am I? I mean, I had no desire whatsoever to go after fucking random ass people and fucking picking shit. Yeah, I just said I might just go outside. You know, I might just go outside and just fucking walk around and see if there's a fucking dumbass that's fucking acting like a dumbass hurting people. But, you know, like, if someone invited me to fight, I'm not backing down. That's pretty much what I'm saying, because it's like, oh, well, you said you're going to go fuck up somebody. No. If they started, I'm not fucking backing down. That's how fucking pissed I get. And I hope I meet the motherfucker. Oh, well, these crazy people, we're going to fucking blame everything else but the real issue. Louis is one of those terrorists on the internet we've been warned about. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I made this posting you know, but pretty much following Kalil's example. If there's beef, I'm fighting. If I'm fighting, I got scars. If I have scars, I've learned lessons. If I learn lessons, then I lived. If I lived, then I am experienced. If I'm experienced, then I'm a danger. If I'm a danger, then there's beef. Yep. I'm just and God damn, how long have I been fucking bottling that shit up? God, it's been a long time since I fucking had one of these angry rants. And you know, and he's like, oh, your words scare people. Really? Really? I've never been afraid by somebody talking shit on the net. It's like, you scare people. Really? You're afraid of me fucking calling you an asshole? Really? 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 And I'm the problem. I'm the problem that you can't handle shit. Yeah, that's great. Your words hurt. Really? They do? Do they? Do they? I've never killed anyone by calling them a fucking asshole. Bullets don't come out my tongue. They don't. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, but words hurt. Okay. All right. All right. Then you're a fucking weak asshole. That's it. No. You're a weak asshole. Words cannot hurt you. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm tired of people fucking coming at me. It's like, oh, well, you said something wrong. Well, you know, fucking deal with it. I have to fucking deal with every fucking cocksucker that says something to me because I can't legally fucking beat the shit out of everyone. Davey, you're an asshole. See, because he requested me to call him an asshole. Davey, you're an asshole. A fucking stretched out, fucking jived asshole. An overused, overly fucked, fucking prolapsed asshole. There you go, Davey. Happy birthday. That's for the West Coast crackers. Okay. And I know this show sucks. Hear me fucking bitch about this. I wish I could have fucking got this show to work, give you the show that I wanted to give you instead of me fucking being a fucking rageaholic right now, fucking about wanting to fucking tear someone apart. Oh, trust me, it's 11 o'clock over here. I'm usually falling asleep on the show. Like, for these past shows, I've been fighting to stay awake because I'm so fucking exhausted from fucking busting my ass at work because I can't fucking steal from sick and dying first, you know, steal money that's meant for sick and dying first responders. No, I can't do that shit. And I know, it's an overused joke for me to say, but you know what? We got some motherfuckers out there that still comment on my fucking videos about that cocksucker Luke. It's like, oh, you're just jealous. Oh, you're bringing you're bringing reproach on the 9/11 troop. You know what? No, I'm not. And I know I fucking bitch about this a lot and way too much. Yes, I understand. I understand, you know, because I fucking see when Mark Dice does it to fucking Alex Jones. It's like, all right, shut the fuck up. Do your own thing. Because right now, I'm just trying to prove my fucking self right. And I have. I have. Other people see that I'm correct. And you know what? And the shit is, I'm constantly proven right. And yet, I'm still a cocksucker. Not a cocksucker. I'm still a fucking asshole about it. Really? Oh, you're not evolving. Yeah, but how come I got fucking plenty of people fucking, agreeing with me? Lots of people agree with what the fuck I say. Yeah, oh, well, we don't like the way you say it. Oh, you're not evolving. Oh, I just love hearing that shit. You're not evolving. Oh, you're evolving. But you're not evolving. You're growing. But you're not growing. You're growing, but you're not growing. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm taking the gauge of my growth for myself.
I'm not gonna wait to be fucking validated by anyone else. And that's been my main fucking problem, is that I needed fucking validation from random ass people. No more. Cause I'm kicking ass. Yeah, there's some gay fucking new age shit all the time. There is some fucking gay new age fucking shit. Like, I understand naturopathic shit, like a certain diet or fucking rubbing oils that are made from plants. Yeah, I understand that. I could get behind that. I kind of interested in that shit. But once you start bringing this whole spiritual fucking cocksuckery, this fucking metaphysical douchebaggery that fucking people preach, that they just pull out the crack of their ass, that's not real, and then you want to tell me that what I'm going through is not real? Boom. Double barrels, bitch. Double barrels. Like, bam, bam, bam. In fact, Superfly, you know? Like, Dane Cook, like, fucking two fucking middle fingers in the air. Like, bam. You're gonna kill someone someday. Yeah, go fuck yourself. I ain't gonna kill no one. Unless provoked. And even still, it has to be, oh, I have to be really, really, really provoked for me to get pushed to that fucking level. I would have to be fucking, you would probably have to put a gun next to someone I care about for me to fucking reach that level. Because I don't think I could kill someone in my own personal self-defense. I don't think I could do that. I could probably put a hurting on someone real good. I have. But to take it to that level, I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. I don't believe I could. Oh, and for the record, I'm not suicidal. That shit ain't happening. Why the fuck do I gotta go? Just for the record, and I've said that on many occasions. You know, probably the death of me is going to be the fucking piece of cake or something. That's probably what's going to get me. But I doubt it, because I'm losing weight. I'm looking sexy. And I always warn people, beware a fully powered Louis B. I'll beware a well-rounded, healthy Louis B. A Louis B with no issues would have a shitload of focus on fucking up motherfuckers. So go ahead, keep pissing me off. Keep pissing me off. Keep upsetting me. Keep getting me to the point where you become a motivation for my fucking me rebuilding myself. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep pissing me off. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep fucking messaging me and all this, because I will make it my personal fucking mission to become better. Go ahead, become my motivation for becoming a better person and fucking getting rid of all the fucking toxic shit in me to the point where I focus on you and you and start fucking you up. Go ahead. Oh, I'm not afraid of you. You really should be. Because lately, whatever I fucking put my fucking mind to, I've been fucking succeeding. So go ahead. I dare you. Why, Davey? Why, Davey? Why, Tank? Why you gotta make it about him? You know what? Fuck it. Everyone's fucking leaving right now, so. Ugh. And this is the show I'm going to catch hell on. So, anyways, like to thank everyone for listening that stuck with me. I'm sorry shit didn't happen. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got fucking cougars. We got, you know, I'm sorry shit didn't go.
and we'll just continue working on it. Hopefully next week we'll get Sleepy on, we'll get working. I'm going to do some fucking working. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do a show on Christmas Day because I'm off. No, Christmas Eve. Boom. Christmas Eve. I'll do a show Monday. Same bad time, same bad schedule to fucking make up for today. Yeah. So, yeah, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.